I'm here with Roger Kay, and we're in Pavilion Gardens Cafe. And I didn't know that people that run venues, you know, have got time for tea or coffee.
Well, I don't. This is our one day off at the whole Fringe. And even today, I've been down there with cleaners, electrician, maintenance people. And actually, I thought, blimey, I'm going to go and have a coffee with Paul.
And so you run the Rialto all year round. And it opened up, and everyone heard the news a few years back that the Rialto was there. So what's changed since day one, you know, for the better or worse?
I think what's changed since we opened is that we have become more of a known name and face on the circuit. We have, I hope, I would believe, become a theatre with a reputation for bold moves. This was exemplified perhaps by the creation of the Scratch competition, which, for those of you who don't know what that means, it's a competition to put on new writing for local talent. And we had three nights of that, and the winners went forward to a panel, and the overall winner was granted a good slot at the Fringe. And that's the kind of edgy work that we want to be known for, and I believe that we are. We found it extraordinary amount of work to actually run a venue of your own. You just have no idea how much time it takes. It's so labour intensive, but also wonderful at the same time.
Something that has probably shocked me over the years, particularly at Fringe festivals, is a lot of people that create and run venues actually don't seem to have any interest in seeing the work, and they don't make work. That's not necessarily a criticism of them, but it surprised me. Whereas whenever I talk to you, Roger, you've seen something, you're directing something, you're talking about a script, you very much are immersed in the work as well, aren't you?
I think it's horses for courses. I completely respect the choices that other venue owners might make. They would see it perhaps as a business and simply run it on the best terms of business that they can do. And fair play to them, that's their choice. For me, I didn't go into this to make any money, and I can promise you that we haven't. But it's because we have a love for this art form. Of course, I'm going to immerse myself as much as I can. I have, in the last 2 years, I've written, I've produced, I've directed, and I try to see every single piece of theatre that's held at our venue. I don't always succeed, but I do see most of it.
Now, when I've gone into the Rialto, back in the early days, I walked up some steps, I walked into a theatre space, I took my seat, and at the other end was a raised stage, and I saw a play. Another time I went in, I found myself sitting around some sort of almost cabaret tables, and, you know, the acting happened all around me. Now, you guys have been in there. What have you learned about the space since day one?
We've learned that what we hoped with the design of the space that it would be a configurable aspect, and we hope to attract as many styles of show as possible. And we have held band nights, music. We've had the traditional, the fourth wall style staging. We've had promenade. We've had traverse, and it is simply a directorial choice. The configuration of the lighting in particular has really helped with that. We put a lot of effort into trying to make the lighting as flexible as possible, and it does mean that we are open to a variety of acts.
As you went along over that time, I mean, have you learned? Have you gone, oh bugger, that really doesn't work, we're going to have to re-spend on that, that's going to have to be ripped out? What's been some of the hard knocks along the way?
I think the biggest one was that we got the specification of the sound wrong in the first instance. We found that while the sound system that we put in for day one was okay, it wasn't of a high enough specification to attract the top class music acts that we wanted to. And that was a blow, because we had to undo all of that, and that took time. I think we got the configuration of the bar mostly right, but the physicality of actually getting beer put into glasses, we took some advice from a consultant, and that didn't go well, and we've had to undo that. On the whole, though, most of our choices have been good. We continue to have and unfulfilled the planning aspect with the external part of the building, because it's a listed building, and that's something that we do need to resolve still. We've had some great support from our architect, and the local authority have been extremely helpful, but that's something that we haven't yet resolved.
Now, Scratch Nights is a very good way, obviously, of finding new writing and bringing on new work. Your Fringe programme here in 2016 is very rich. There's a lot of variety. So for people that don't know, how are you finding work that enables you to arrive in May with such a packed programme?
Well, thank you for the compliment. There are three directors of the Rialto. I'm one, Mark Brailsford and Lauren Varnfield. All of us have a brief. All of us go to see talent. All of us try to meet as many people as possible. We all went to the Edinburgh Fringe last year, and we continue to talk to as many people as we can. I think as people come to our venue, as people see what we do, they then tentatively make some inquiries. An example of that would be last night was the closing night of Radio 4Play. Pimpinella, the productions, who held an event at last year's Fringe at a different venue, and they just happened to come into the venue on another remit, and they saw what we did, and we got chatting, and they loved what we had, and they've now had a play at our place. And there's no silver bullet. We just have to keep talking to as many people as possible, keep seeing as many shows as possible. All of us are going to the Edinburgh Fringe once again this year, and probably others as well.
And speaking to you as the guy that likes to write and direct as well, where does that fit in as well? Do you try and put on something of yours once a year in that space, or do you try and find other spaces? You know, where does Roger K, the theatre maker, fit into that venue?
Well, that's a good question. So as I'm a director of the Rialto, but I'm also one of the founder members of Pretty Villain, which is a production company that's been going since 2012. My other partner in that is Lauren Varnfield. So Pretty Villain is the in-house company for the Rialto, and we would look to stage 3 to 6 plays every year. But of course, what that means is that we are receiving house for talent throughout the rest of the year. Yes, we would. I've directed this year at the Fringe, Glengarry, Glen Ross, which has been extremely well. Lauren will be directing a play in November called The Ugly One, and we're already in discussions with guest directors for next year's Fringe, which is actually what we need. If anybody's out there, we're looking for good local guest directors for next year's Fringe.
Can there come a point where you're just so busy and so multitasking that you stop enjoying any of it?
Stop enjoying it? I hope not. That's not happened so far. What has happened is that I find myself very time poor. As you'll know, Paul, I was writing a play, and I got to the end of that, had a look at it after a few days, realised that bits of it weren't working, bits of it needs to be revamped. But that was about the time that the auditions and the rehearsals for Glengarry started, and I found myself with that now on the shelf, which will be picked up next time I'm on a beach somewhere.
Final question. We're about halfway through the Fringe. The sun is shining, here having tea and coffee. So we can look back over, you know, some intentions realised in the first 2 weeks, and we can look towards the end of the Fringe. As we sit here, what are you smiling about looking back, and what are you excited about looking forward?
What I'm smiling about is first of all, as you put it, the rich variety of shows that we've already enjoyed. We were very, very privileged to host Henry Naylor's show Echoes, which was just wonderful. I can't begin to tell you what an extraordinary piece of work that was. We were very pleased with the response to the Glengarry show. Blackbird is currently showing, which we're very pleased about. Sam Chittenden is the director of that, and it's a very strong piece. Coming forward for the rest of the Fringe, Merchant of New York, Communist Threat are just two that we are anticipating to be extremely good.
Roger Kay, still enjoying it. Thanks very much.